In 1942, band leader Lionel Hampton recorded an up-tempo number called Flying Home, featuring 21-year-old Illinois Jacket. His extroverted tenor saxophone solo on that record made his name in jazz. Jacket brought the same style to the first Jazz at the Philharmonic concert in 1944, setting the tone for that long series rabble-rousing saxophone style. Around then, he also began recording as a leader. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews a new collection of blues and ballads Jacket waxed between 1945 and 47.
Memories of You, 1945, as played by Illinois Jacquet, or Jacket, or Jacquet, if you like. He's pronounced it all three ways, so take your pick. Jacquet could always play breathy, melodious tenor like that, but his bread and butter was excitable blues in the vein of Flying Home. There are lots of those on Jumpin' at Apollo, one of Delmark's many good reissues of jazz and blues recorded for Harlem's Apollo label in the 1940s. Jacquet's disc features three hopping medium-sized bands. In two of them, the bottom end is beefed up by baritone saxophone, as if his own barking tenor wasn't enough. Jacquet had the confidence to surround himself with other competitive horn players, like trumpeter Joe Newman and the great Leo Parker on baritone. Here's South Street Special from 1947. Hear rock and roll coming in that beat. Illinois Jacquet had spent some of the war in Los Angeles, where musicians were making a transition from swing to rhythm and blues, getting bands half as big to riff twice as hard. Jacquet's frantic solo style inspired dozens of saxophonists, whose high energy was part of the big bang that shot rock and roll out of R&B. Illinois Jacquet was wise enough to stay ahead of his imitators. He kept upping the ante till that old Flying Home solo sounded tame. After leaving Lionel Hampton, he joined the extroverted singer Cab Calloway. His shouts and dramatic high notes echo in Jacquet's increasingly wild falsetto register. Here he is on Jacquet Mood, 1945, with a young Charles Mingus on bass. Check out the weird hookup between bass drum and wah-wah brass in the background, like machinery in a wartime factory. Another sound of LA in the 40s. Jacquet's influence spread far and wide. 20 years later, his shrieks and honks were basic vocabulary for free jazz saxophonists like Albert Eiler, as well as R&B stars like Junior Walker and King Curtis. That one musician could feed so many styles, swing, blues, R&B, rock and roll, avant-garde, that's pretty amazing. That he came roaring back with a big band in the 1980s and 90s, still playing tenor in a style out of the saxophone's golden age, that wasn't just icing on the cake, that was a whole other layer. That cake will have 80 candles on it come his birthday in October, by the way. He's done a good job so far. Mr. Jacquet, 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 thank you all, sir.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Jumpin' at the Apollo, featuring saxophonist Illinois Jacquet on the Delmark label.